Buried Evidence by Nancy Taylor Rosenberg. Copyright 2000 by NTR Literary Inventions Incorporated. Read by Sandra Burr. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
This book is for my new granddaughter and angel, Remy. Buried Evidence, Chapter 1.
God, I want this maniac, Lily Forrester said, her voice bouncing off the colorful tiled floors and decaying stucco walls. The Santa Barbara Courthouse was a beautiful but ancient structure that would have served better as a museum than a processing house for justice.
Why did you ask Judge Orso to meet with us this early?
Matt Kingsley asked his supervisor, a tall, lanky woman with freckles and curly red hair. Lily didn't look old enough to have a daughter in her second year of college. Reed thin, she whipped around the office with non-stop energy, putting the younger attorneys to shame, one of the most impassioned prosecutors in the county. In many ways, such intensity was frightening. Of course, anyone would get excited about the crime they were presently handling. The victim was an 8-year-old girl. Her father, Henry Middleton, had been arrested the day before on charges of attempted murder. The crime had occurred on Halloween. Betsy Louise Middleton, dressed in her pink satin ballerina costume, had consumed what easily could have amounted to a fatal dose of strychnine administered in a straw-shaped candy. The child's parents appeared to be upstanding citizens. The father owned a chain of furniture stores and served as a deacon in the First Baptist Church, one of the reasons the police had not immediately identified the couple as suspects. Instead, every person Betsy had visited while trick-or-treating that fatal night had been put through the ringer. The investigation...